You're listening to the Living Unapologetically podcast, where you'll learn to thrive living the unapologetic lifestyle with your host, Shakita. She'll discuss entrepreneurship, life, faith, dating, and everything in between. You be unapologetically you, and she'll be, well, unapologetically her. And now, here's your host, Shakita.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living Unapologetically podcast with your host, Shakita. I am so excited about today. I just have to give all glory to God because this has been super phenomenal what God is doing with the podcast. I am just always so grateful to come into your homes, your cars, wherever you guys are listening to me. I really could never thank you enough. I've been getting so much positive feedback about the podcast and how you guys are just so blessed. And I am so excited. This is our 10th episode. Yay. And we have a very special guest. I'm super excited about this, guys. You know, I am definitely going to let her introduce herself. She's joining me on the topic of today's episode, which is the season of choosing you. I'd like to introduce you all to Pastor Tanya Ray. Hi, Pastor Tanya. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Nice to have you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Tanya Ray. I am a pastor, a licensed pastor out here in the city of Chicago. I am a mother of two children, two grandchildren. I also am a life transformational coach where I run my own business, which is called Rise Life Empowerment Coaching. I also oversee a women's ministry by the name of Fearfully and Wonderfully Made Woman Arise Ministry, where I have held several conferences out here in the city of Chicago over the years. And I want to say to Shakita, I am so excited about joining her here on a podcast and just for her allowing me to come on and share with you all today.
Oh my goodness. Pastor Tanya, we are so happy to have you. Would you be ever so kind to share your testimony with us?
I'll share one of my main testimonies I like to talk about is just my struggle. One of my struggles that I went through with sickness, went through some years of being diabetic and just my blood sugar just being so out of control, and it began to affect my kidneys. But just the ups and downs that I went through with diabetes, that, you know, where far as diabetes almost took my life. So then I ended up having to go on dialysis. It's just how amazing God moved just within that, you know, because there are so many people that are still waiting to get kidneys. And here I didn't even wait a year to get it. You know, none of my family was a match. Well, my daughter was a match, but she couldn't do it. But just to, as quickly as I got it, you know, was amazing. And, you know, and just in within that time, because I had been in the hospital prior to that, because I had got an infection where the port was. So when they called me to tell me that they had a kidney for me, and I had tell them that I had just got out of the hospital and was on antibiotics, they had turned me down. They turned me down and said that I had to go back on the list because they need to make sure that the infection was cleared up. So it was so strange. So let me start with saying this, because I went on dialysis in August of 2012. You know, my birthday is in August. So I went on dialysis the week of my birthday in 2012. And so I went early 2013. I went, got on the list like February of 2013. And by April, May, they called me and said, you're on the list. You know, they gave me the instructions on what I needed to do and stuff like that. So here I am, I'm waiting. It was like, keep your phone by you at all times because we can call you in the middle of the night and you have to just be ready. So I remember I went to the doctor that morning and they had ended up putting an insulin pump on because my blood sugars were so out of control. And time I got home, you know, I'm sitting on the couch and talking to my mom and my phone rings. And, you know, she was like, you know, it's Northwest, you know, and I'm like, what do they want from me now? You know, what do they want me to do? And when the lady said, she said, we have a kidney for you. I'm like, what? I'm like, it's my birthday. And they was like, you know, and then after telling them that I had been in the hospital and they had told me that they wasn't going to be able to give it to me. So I was like, okay, I was kind of sad about that. But then they end up calling me back the next day. And they told me, you were the only perfect match. They said, you were the only, we couldn't find anybody else that was a perfect match for this, only you. So they was like, you know, we're going to bring you down ourselves and test you. And if everything comes back fine, you're going to surgery. So that was just within a amount of months after being on the list that God had just truly blessed me. I mean, I went through a double transplant. I ended up having getting a kidney and a pancreas. And that's how I ended up getting rid of the diabetes. But I just think about the many episodes that I had where, you know, just passing out, you know, with diabetes, blood sugars being high, blood sugars being low. It was just so much ups and downs with that. Then, you know, just being weary, you know, because you go through kind of mood swings and stuff like that.
Yes.
I definitely said that was God. You know, that was like the best birthday he could ever give me. If he don't give me, I felt like he gave me a second chance at life.
Awesome.
And, you know, and just outside that, just, you know, other things that I've gone through in my life that God has brought me through, the times of just going through and not knowing who I am, not believing in myself, you know, walking around with low self-esteem. You know, just a lot of struggles that I went through, and I just thank God, you know, to really bring me out. But I will tell you all that when I went in for that surgery, that transplant surgery, I may have went in for a physical surgery, but I feel like God was doing a spiritual surgery too.
Wow.
Whereas, you know, the surgeon was taking out the old kidney and putting in a new one. I felt like God was taking out some old things within me and putting in some new things coming out of that surgery, I felt like a different person.
Wow.
I felt, you know, something new within my spirit. And I felt like I came back as a different person. I came back. It seemed like I came back with more boldness. I mean, just the way I was thinking was different, you know, and I was just able to grab a hold of the things that God had for me to do. And then that's when I began to step out.
Wow. That is just honestly like a beautiful, beautiful testimony. And I just give glory to God because that is powerful to be able to have a second chance at life. Well, let me ask you the next question. I have these three questions I ask every person that comes on the podcast. And with your testimony, it's so powerful. What is your favorite scripture or quote? Like, what did you hold on to while you were going through that phase of your life when you were literally kind of fighting for your life? Like what scripture did you hold on to then, or what scripture have you been holding on to forever?
Well, my faith, you know, it has become my favorite scripture, but the scripture that I held on to then, I mean, and my grandmother gave me this scripture and I always held on to it. And that's Psalms 121 verses 1 and 2. It says that I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. That's the scripture that I held on to.
Wow.
You know, because I knew that it was something that I needed God help to do, because a lot of people don't make it through that.
Yes, yes.
That's my favorite scripture. And people ask me, I tell them that's my scripture right there.
Wow. That is a powerful, powerful scripture. And lastly, Pastor Tanya, tell us something that most people don't know about you.
Well, a lot of people don't know about me because I never was the type of person. I used to always be afraid to tell people things about myself.
Right.
A lot of people don't know like a lot of things that I've gone through in my life. When they see me, they don't, you know, and I tell them these things, they don't believe it when I tell them. But, you know, just a lot of people don't know about all the sickness that I went through. A lot of people don't know that how I dropped out of high school. You know, I got pregnant. Well, they know, I mean, they could figure out now with how old my son is that I got pregnant at a young age. But, you know, a lot of them don't know that how I dropped out of high school and did get my high school diploma and then I had to go back in my 40s to get it, you know, just because of some bad decisions and stuff that I made. But, you know, and then just a lot, you know, we talked about being in toxic relationships. A lot of people don't know that I suffered abuse.
Right.
In that matter. So, I mean, when you talk about a lot of things that people don't know about me, you know.
Yeah, just that one thing that most people wouldn't know about you. And those are some very, very interesting topics, because I'm looking at you right now. And of course, I would have never guessed that, you know, that was your testimony. I would have never thought that, you know, you literally had to fight for your life. And it's only by God's power that you are here on today sharing this message with the listener. So I'm very, very excited about that. Now, Pastor Tanya, let's just go ahead and jump right into choosing you. You said some very interesting things when you were talking, sharing your testimony, and we decided to title it, you know, the season of choosing you, because you have a book out that talks about a lot of this. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so that book came about. I wrote this book like early this year in February, and I published it in April of this year. So my book is out on Amazon. If anybody would like to, you know, purchase the book, I have it out on Amazon. And also you can go to my website, which is ariselec.com, and purchase it. But that book is about, you know, just about discovering who you are, you know, discovering who you are, discovering your, you know, your life of purpose. And it's about knowing who you are and accepting who you are. I mean, it's about, you know, it's about, you know, you have to embrace who you are. You know, when life knocks you down, you got to know that you can still get back up and still choose you despite how people treating you and stuff like that. I mean, we go through so many things in life and we give up on ourselves. We have, you know, people have so many different experiences. Like I was telling you, a lot of experiences that I went through in my life that caused me not to believe in myself or made me feel some way about myself. So my book is called Arise, Get Up and Choose You, where I'm giving practical steps to help people to understand how to choose themselves and that they don't have to settle for anything less. But one of the main things that I'm telling them that no matter what you're going through in life, you did not have the power to take away your purpose.
Yes.
But that's one thing about choosing you. You can still choose to walk in purpose in your life, no matter what you've gone through. You can still choose to do that.
Yes.
Despite of how anybody feels about you, what people may say, you still get to choose you.
And you know what? Choosing you is very, very important. It's something that I think that we don't do enough, right? And so I think that the way you said that was really beautiful. And you mentioned how sometimes life would knock you down. And I wanted to go ahead and get started. When people are choosing themselves and they want to choose them, what if, you know, life has knocked them down? What if they are feeling a little discouraged? You know, the holidays are approaching. We're in the middle of a pandemic. There's all type of emotions people are feeling. There may be just some people that are just really, really hopeless right now. I know the first step we discussed is getting up, getting back up. How would you explain that to the listeners?
When I think about getting up, right? I think about Jesus and the man by the pool of Bethesda. You know, when how a lot of times we make excuses of why we can't do something. Right. But Jesus, you know, told the man, he said, rise up, take up your bed and walk. It's about you have to know for yourself, you know, that you cannot stay in that place. I mean, you have to, you know, the Bible tells us that God says, where you are weak, that's where I'm strong. So you have to depend on the strength of God, pray to him and ask him to help you to get up. And begin to live your life and just be able to get up and start believing in yourself. You have to be able to believe in yourself. But not only that, but when you in that type of mold and you just feeling down, it's good to be around people that can give encouragement.
Yes.
That can help you, you know, encourage you to get up. You know what I'm saying? That's going to help you get to where you need to be. That's an important thing. You know, you have to make sure you have the right people around you during those times. So, when you talk about getting up, you got to know that you still have purpose.
Right.
You have a purpose in life that you still have to get up and walk into. God has something for you to do. You have to get up and do it. Your purpose may not be preaching or whatever, but you have a purpose in life and you just cannot stay there laying, you know, in your bed of affliction.
Absolutely. You know, I used to always hear, if you have a pulse, you still have purpose. There is still something that God has for you to do. So it is very important that you get up. And not only that you get up, that you start to choose you. That will be the second step, choosing you. How will someone go about choosing themselves?
Well, choosing you is it's about living, you know, living life on your own terms. Choosing to live, you know, it's about setting boundaries, you know what I'm saying, where you're not allowing any and everything into your life. You know, it's about setting goals for yourself. You know, again, as I said, you know, you have to learn how to start believing in yourself and choose the things that you desire for your own life. You know, so choosing is also about making sure that you're taking care of you first.
Yes.
Because a lot of times we spend most of our time doing everything for everybody and we seem to forget about ourselves.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a part of choosing you, but also choosing you is about getting, you know, taking some time and getting to know yourself, because how are you going to choose yourself if you don't know yourself?
Oh, that's good.
So, I mean, that's what choosing you is about, you know, and then it's not choosing you. When you talk about choosing you, it's like you have to choose to stop living in the image that somebody else has created for you to live.
Yes.
In.
Say you that one more time.
You have to stop. You have to learn how to choose to stop living in the image that somebody else thinks you should be living in and start living for yourself.
Yes, that is so good right there.
So, I mean, when we talk about choosing you, I mean, a lot of times most women have a hard time with choosing themselves.
Yes.
Out of fear, you know, fear of being ostracized, right? And then sometimes some of them have a lack of belonging. Yeah. They need to feel like they belong. So a lot of times that's why we end up stuck in bad relationships or connected to the wrong people, because we have that fear inside of us. With some you have some women that feel like they cannot be alone. But that's all, again, about knowing who you are. You know, learn to value yourself. You know, as I was speaking to you when we were talking yesterday, and I thought we have to learn how to love ourselves, because how are we going to go into relationships and talking about some we going to love somebody else if you don't love yourself?
Yes. Yes.
So when you want to start choosing you, make sure you're loving on yourself. Make sure you're treating yourself right. Because right. How is somebody else going to know how to treat you if you don't know how to treat yourself?
Exactly. And it's very important that you know and you understand that happiness is something that you cultivate. Happiness is something that comes from within, right? God is mm-hmm. the one that is going to make us happy and content. We can never rely on a relationship to provide happiness for us. It's literally just too much pressure on one individual to be the base and the center of our happiness. And so I think that that's beautiful, the way you said that and the way you talked about relationships, because that is very true. A lot of times we find ourselves not wanting to be by ourselves. And so we will stay in a relationship that maybe we should have got out of a long time ago, right? We will, you know, settle for being with someone just because we don't want to be alone. But I'm learning that, of course, misery, you know, not only does it love company, but you have to be careful, like you said, set boundaries. You have to be careful who you are around, because, you know, it's not good to just have people in your life for the sake of having people in your life. You want peace, you want love, you want joy, but sometimes those things are found when you find them in yourself. You create a life that you love to live, right? And then you can add someone to be a part of that life with you. You don't want to be empty and then get another empty person and you guys are both together and still empty, right? You want to learn how to love yourself, spend time with yourself, grow as an individual, grow as a person, grow, right? And really carefully seek God. You know, you want to always make sure that you're seeking God. So I think that's awesome. Yes, choosing you, it has a lot to do with choosing yourself first. And you said something extremely interesting with the relationships, learning how, and sometimes with relationships and toxic relationships, we give ourselves and our power to so many people. Yeah. And so we wanted to talk about also step three will be taking your power back. Now, how would one take their power back?
Well, I would like to add, because when we talk about happiness, and I mean, would be a part of taking your power back too, because we go into relationships looking for people to make us happy when we need to find our own happiness deep down inside of ourselves, you know, so our happiness shouldn't be contingent on other people to come in and make us happy, right? I mean, we shouldn't be looking for other people to co-sign on our happiness.
Right.
That's something we should find within ourselves. But when we talk about taking your power back, and, you know, it's about taking back control of your life, because a lot of times we don't realize that we're giving a lot of our power over to people when we allow ourselves to be mistreated any type of way. We allow people to devalue us, to, you know, just to walk over us. I mean, just do whatever they want to do to us. And then when you are living in fear, or, you know, you afraid of being rejected, you know, or you feeling unlovable, you would, I mean, you giving your power over to people when you find yourself stuck in relationships and afraid to get out because you don't want to be by yourself. So it's like when you allow somebody to treat you that type of way and you continue to stay in situations like that, that you giving people power over you. They're saying it's okay for them to treat you like that. But you have to learn how to take your power back. But again, that's about knowing who you are and not allowing yourself to accept anything. And again, a lot of times you have some people that are people pleasers.
Yes.
They say yes to any, and you know, just to fit in. I mean, and that's a whole nother thing about not knowing who you are, you know, because you're doing things for people just for them to fit in, just for them to accept you, just for them to approve of you. But again, that's how you give your power away. Yeah. Because you allow people to control how you should feel, control the things that you should do. You allow people to make decisions for you, and you end up following this stuff. So that's why I said we have to learn how to take that power back and be able to stand up for ourselves, you know, set boundaries, you know, no longer allow these things to happen to us.
Yeah.
You know, especially, you know, when you talking about women that have low self-esteem, they don't know their worth, you know, and we allow men to come into our lives and treat us any kind of way. No, take your power back. Know who you are, know your worth, and know what you deserve and how you deserve to be treated in these relationships. You know, no longer give that male that power over you.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's about trying allowing people to control you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. You have to be able to be strong and stand up for yourself in these times. You know, like I said, take your power back. I find myself telling people all the time, take your power back. I say it all the time. You ain't got to accept that. Take your power back.
Yes, yes. And that is a very, very true statement, because you have a lot of women that are literally walking around powerless. You know, they're mm-hmm. drained. They, you know, they don't have any boundaries. They don't even know where to start with, you know, setting boundaries. And so mm-hmm. I really believe that this was very powerful, because you talked about, you know, in this season of choosing you, you have mm-hmm. to get up. Wherever you are, whatever life has thrown at you, you have to get back up. You have mm-hmm. to get up. And once you get up, you have to choose you. You can't let other people project their life and their expectation of how you should live your life. You have to live your life on your own terms, right? Unapologetically, right? Not ashamed mm-hmm. of what God has called you to do, the gifts that God mm-hmm. has given you. You live your life for God. And then taking your power back, having those boundaries, standing up for yourself. You know, no, this is not right. No, this is not the way you're going to treat me. You know, Pastor Tanya, this is beautiful. This is absolutely awesome. I am so glad that you are here on today. And I'm so glad that I was able to have this conversation with you. Mm-hmm. Where can my listeners find you if they want to know more about you? Where can we find you?
They can find me. I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram. They can find me at TJR Tanya. I'm on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook. They can find me on Facebook up under my name, Tanya Ray. You can find me. And then if they want to be a part of my women's group, the group is up under Fearfully and Wonderfully Made Woman to Rise Ministries. They can find me there. And also I have my business page, my life coaching page, and you know, they can find me there at Empower 22.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's exactly where they can find me. And like I said, if they want a, you know, a copy of the book, they can either go to my website or they can purchase it on Amazon. And pretty much everything that we talked about today is in the book. You know, yeah. If you feel like you need those steps to help you choose you, I encourage you to buy the book. Absolutely. I have got so many powerful testimonies from women that have read the book. They said the whole thing about Arise that just spoke to them.
Yeah.
You know, and she gave, if I can just say this one more thing, we talk about getting up and taking your power back, because a lot of times, you know, it may just mean getting up out of that toxic relationship, letting it go. That's a one way of taking your power back, is about coming out, you know, from among that toxic relationship.
Yeah.
And not being afraid to let go. That's a way of choosing you, saying, I'm no longer going to allow this treatment. You know, I'm going to walk away from this. I'm going to take my power back and take back control of my life, walking away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Beautifully said. And you are absolutely right. You guys heard her. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Instagram. Her website and the book is available on Amazon Kindle. Thank you so much, Pastor Tanya, for being with us on today. We definitely appreciate it. And thank you all for listening. I pray that you got on this podcast. I pray that when you leave this podcast, you feel so much better than you did when you first tuned in. I just like to thank you guys in advance for just listening. And I just like to just thank you all for your continued support. And it just really, really blesses me how excited you all are about the podcast. Until next time, guys, bye.
We pray that you enjoyed all you've heard. Now listen to the tip of the week that's designed to help you thrive while living unapologetically. Also, don't forget to check out Shakita's latest book, Renew Your Mind Challenge, which includes 21 days of scripture, affirmations, and journal prompts. And it's available now on Amazon Kindle.
The Thrive Tip of the Week is going to be embrace relationships. There are people all around you that you have never given a chance. Give them a chance. Let people love you. Let people literally shower you with the love of God, with the grace of God. Let people in your life this season.
You've been listening to Shakita on the Living Unapologetically podcast. Join us next Friday when she discusses more of faith, entrepreneurship, and everything in between. Please visit our website for more information, www.iamshakita.com, or on Instagram @iamshakita. And don't forget to like and subscribe.